Now we will turn to our regular agenda. We have one item on the regular agenda, number 9.1. It is being presented by Capital Projects, Ms. Kane. It's a presentation, possible action construction contract for bird blinds in the amount of $112,490 at Lick Creek Park. Ms. Kane.
Good evening, Jennifer Kane, Capital Projects. And tonight we have the construction contract for the bird blinds out at Lick Creek Park. Got a couple of slides here to go through. We're looking at building two bird viewing structures. You can see number one located at the top of the map, planned north of the Nature Center, and then there's one south. On this slide, you can see a little bit more detail about each of them. Both of the structures will be 12-foot by 10-foot by 10-foot structures. They will be constructed out of Douglas fir and teak wood. It's a much more durable material out in the weather and a lot less maintenance. Structure number one will include water out there, so a hose bib. It'll have a bench and then an accessible sidewalk that will go to it from the parking lot. And then the other structure will be the same, but it will not include the bench, the hose bib, or the sidewalk. On this last slide here, you can see a rendering of what it will look like. You can see where the kind of little box squares are at different locations. That's where you look through and can see the birds. And then, of course, the inside is protected with the roof over it as well. And we put the design out and did a CSP, and we got two responses. And Quality Works Construction was selected with their bid of $112,490. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Ms. Harville.
So when I think of bird blinds, I think you climb a tree. So this is a whole new concept. So looking at this graphic here, and they, like it says, a little viewer viewing things, is that only on the front? Are those not all the way around where people can see?
No, there's some on all the sides, and then also that you can see through the slats as well. But okay. It's really trying to provide protection so they don't see your movement.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Maloney.
I know that one of these blinds has to be ADA compliant, isn't it? Is that going to be the one in the north?
Yes, structure one will be ADA compliant. Yes, sir.
Perfect sense. And did you call Bob Brick and tell him congratulations, he's got his bird blind? You make sure he knows, okay? Thank you.
Mr. Yancey. Mr. Yancey, did you have a question?
Yes, Mayor Nichols, I do. The idea for this project originated where and when?
It came during the budget discussions during last year with the city council.
Mm-hmm. Bob Brick. Councilman Brick.
Okay. And this is budgeted?
Yep. It is. It's in the Parks Fund for Capital Projects. Yes, it was $150,000 was allocated during this year's budget.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Kuna.
Yeah, but it's not parkland dedication funds.
No, it's not.
It's general fund money that was assigned for this project. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
So it's money that, kind of like the money that City Manager Woods referred to in our last item, that all comes from the same bucket. Yep.
Anybody else? I would say, and just for background, a little more elaboration, when it was brought up, it is really part of a larger potential tourism agenda that the city has, and was, I think, agreed to by council at that time that this is a modest amount of money that could be invested to attract another group of people to that park. We are known for our park amenities, and this was viewed as another modest amenity that did have tourism potential as well. So I think that was part of the background, as I remember it. Any further comments?
You're right.
Any other questions for Ms. Kane? Okay, this is a presentation. It's not a public hearing, so Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Maloney and seconded somewhere down here. I'll take Mr. Smith on this one. Several. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Any further comments? If not, all those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-2.